Well, what were you talking about again tonight, Ethan?
The Olympics. Oh, Michael, yeah. Okay. Michael Phelps record medal haul.
Sorry, we kind of went off there.
The Nightside Project, Ethan and Alex, coming up at 7 o'clock.
KSL News Time, 620. Emergency traffic. Triple Team traffic starts with Ricky Meese.
We still have a left lane block southbound I-15 and possibly a right lane. It's kind of hard to tell. We've got trucks going through the area, so I think a tow truck is on the right trying to get this one vehicle loaded up. It's at this accident southbound I-15, about 4400 south prior to Riverdale Road. But you still have delays, not quite back to 24th Street in Ogden. Again, remember, if you're traveling in the downtown area, only one eastbound lane open to traffic at State Street and 400 South. Dave Meeker.
Southbound traffic on I-15, the delay is going to kick in for you. It looks like approaching 5300 South now, so that's improving. You're going to be in that slowdown down to about 90th South. That's the worst of it. Heading over the point into Utah County, expect delays there approaching 2100 North and just beyond 2100 North. Mark?
Yeah, northbound I-15 looks like it's getting better. South Salt Lake up to the North Interchange along that stretch. It's going to be about 6 North to the North Interchange where you still have delays. Then it is pretty heavy, especially around Shepherd Lane on northbound I-15. All told, Parish Lane up to Hillfield Road is the slowest traffic there in Davis County. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.